Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
Now, as we study your word, help us to understand.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你帮助我们能明白。
To apply it in our lives.
把这些话语应用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to start by asking a question.
我今天早晨开始之前，我先问大家一个问题。
And you can answer on chat or turn on your microphone very quickly and answer.
你可以在这个 chat 里聊天里边打，或者说你就打开你的麦克风，很快的回答。
I'm not going to spend long on this question, but I would like for you to think and then answer.
我不会花很多时间，但是我想请你们思考并且回答。
When you think about God the Father,
当你想到父神的时候，
When you think about God, what do you think he looks like? I don't mean his face, I don't mean physical, but his character. What is he like?
就是你想到父神的时候，你想他像什么呢？我不是指他这个外表的形象，比如说这种有形的，而是说他的那个品格，他的属性，那你会想到什么呢？请你想一想。
Someone who was not a Christian,
比如说对一个不是基督徒的人来讲，
who did not know the Bible,
他不了解圣经，
said to you, what is the God in the Bible like?
他如果问你说这个圣经中的神是像什么样呢？
What would you say?
那你会怎么回答？
Don't be afraid to answer. I won't call you a heretic.
你没关系，随便讲，我不会说你是异教徒，说你讲的异端。
Very powerful.
And
I think God is control every part of the universal.
Okay.
And I think God is full of love.
神，他说神就是掌管宇宙的一切，神充满慈爱。进的这个 chat， 这是 chat 说神是看顾我们。玉华姐，刚才你要说什么？陆弟兄，你要讲吗？我看你话。
我说大而可畏。
哦、oh, ，God is a fear,
majestic
and fearful.
Okay, all right.
And
fear was off.
I think that God is formless, doesn't really have a form, but he is everywhere.And he knows everything, and he has sovereignty on everything. And he is love, and he hates things. In a way, he is our shepherd, but we always disobey him. When we follow him, we are in peace, and we have joy with us. And because... That's what he's looking for from us. And when we disobey him, we are in a discourse.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Very good answers. Your answers are very good.
全知全能，全就是无所不在。然后神爱我们，但是神憎恨罪。就他像我们的牧人，如果我们跟随他的话，我们就有，就是说跟他和睦。就有平安，但是如果我们不跟随他呢，就会有很多的麻烦。然后这还有一个，朋友回答说，神充满了爱、公义、圣洁、慈爱、良善和全能。
Okay, and then we've had good answers on chat. Caring, controlling, love, holy, very good. All right, good answers.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to ask you one more question.
我再问大家一个问题。
If your unbeliever friend said to you, where should I read in the Bible to get a good picture of who God is like?
如果你不信主的朋友说，那我应该去读圣经中的哪一部分，就可以清楚的让我知道神像什么。
Where would you tell them to read?
那你会让他推荐他读哪一个篇章呢？哪一本书呢？
约翰福音。
John, the Gospel of John.
John, okay, all right.
生命记。
Deuteronomy.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
箴言.
Proverbs.
Proverbs. Okay. All right. Good answers. Now, the first sister who answered has jumped to where I'm going today.
第一位回答的姐妹说的就是我今天要讲的约翰福音。
I usually would have answered that question. Look at Genesis and you can see how powerful he is.
然后呢，以前我都会讲说去看创世纪，你看神是多么的大有能力。
Look at Revelation and see how powerful he is.
你去看启示录，看神多么有能力。
But I want to suggest to you the place to look at what does God look like is to look in the Gospels.
然后我觉得说，如果要知道神像什么，神是怎么样的，去看福音书。
Because what I want to see today, the third great truth that I'm wanting to share with you in these lessons.
所以我们想看的第三个不改变的真理就是
Did that come up correctly?
Yes.
Is truth number three, in Jesus, we see the Father.
就是透过耶稣我们看到父。
Served as a pastor in Taiwan for 2 years.
我在台湾做牧师两年。
And after I left, my father went there to pastor.
然后我离开那儿之后呢，我父亲又去做那个教会的牧师。
Usually we would do expect the other way around.
通常呢，我们会期待是另外一个方式，父亲做牧师，儿子接替。
But our family did it backwards.
但是我们那个家呢，正好是反过来了。
And before I left, one of the ladies in the church said to me, "What is your father like?"
然后在我离开教会之前，我的教会的一个姐妹就问我说：“你爸爸像什么样啊？”
And I really did not give her a good answer. I didn't know what to say.
我不知道该怎么说，所以我的答案也不是回答也不是很好。
I tried to describe my father the best I could.
我就很努力的想要向他解释说我爸爸是像什么样的。
Later, I went back to visit in Taiwan.
然后后来我又去那边去拜访。
And this person said to me, "Do you remember when I asked you what your father was like?"
他说你记不记得当时我问你爸爸像什么样子
?I said, "Yes."
我说我记得。
She said, "Your answer was not very good."
然后你给我的回答不是很好，不是很令人满意。
I said, "Oh, what should I have said now that you know my father? What's the answer?"
然后我说，那现在你认识我父亲了，那我应该怎么回答才是好的呢？
And she said, "You should have told us my father is like me."
你说你应该告诉我们，就是说我爸爸就跟我就像我。
So, today, what I want to say to you is that when we see Jesus, we see his Father.
所以今天我们想要看的就是当我们看到耶稣的时候我们就看到了父神。
The Apostles' Creed says it like this.
这个使徒信经是这么讲的。
We've already read before, I believe in God the Father Almighty.
我们前面读了我信父 上帝全能的父创造天地的主
Maker of heaven and earth
创造天地的主
The second big part of the creed begins And in Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord
第二部分呢就开始这个使徒信经很大的一部分就是我信我主耶稣基督上帝独生的子我们的主
And that's what we're going to be looking at today and next week
然后这就是我们今天跟下周一要看的。
Recently, I read a survey.
最近呢，我读了一个调查报告。
That said, half of Americans believe that Jesus was a great teacher, but he wasn't truly God.
有一半的美国人相信说耶稣是一位伟大的教师，但是他并不是真，他当然并不真的是神。
Now, when I read that, I thought, okay, because many Americans are not Christian.
然后我读那个，我说，哦，没关系，因为很多美国人他不是基督徒。
But then I read the next part of the survey, and it bothered me very much.
然后我在读这个调查报告的另外一部分，就让我很不安。
Because it said that one out of three professing Christians believe the same way.
他说三分之一的自称为基督徒的人跟这些人的想法是一样的。
In other words, one out of three do not believe one of the key doctrines of the Christian faith.
就等于说是三分之一称为基督徒的人他没并不相信对我们这个信仰最核心的这个教义。
I will not judge their relationship with God.
我不会去就是去论断他们跟神的这个关系。
But in their mind, their understanding, they are not truly have a Christian understanding of doctrine.
但是在他们的思想里面，他并没有一个真正的就是对这个信仰有一个符合圣经的这样一个信相信。
The Apostles' Creed says he is God's only Son, our Lord.
在这个使徒信经里讲到说他是上帝独生的儿子，是我们的主。
I want to look today at what that means for us. Who is Jesus?
就是耶稣是谁，对我们意味着什么？
And there are three scriptures that give us an answer to that.
有三句经文给了我，三处经文给了我们这个答案。
And I want to get through all three of those this morning.
今天早上我想把这三处的经文都讲了。
The first one comes from the Gospel of John.
第一处呢，来自于约翰福音。
And it answers the question, who is Jesus?
他回答了说耶稣是谁？他是道。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
In the beginning,was the word.
太初有道。
And the word was with God, and the word was God.
这道太初与神同在，道就是神。
Now, if you were a Jewish reader,
如果你是个犹太人的读者,
and you saw those words, in the beginning was the word.
你看到这个词,说太初有道。
You would have immediately remembered that Genesis begins the very same way.
你马上会想起来，就是创世纪也是这样开始的。
The beginning of John is in the beginning the Word.
在约翰福音，它的写法就是在刚开始最初的时候是就是有道。
The beginning of Genesis in the beginning God.
在创世纪开始是说太初神。
John is very deliberately putting those side by side.
就是约翰他有意的把这两个就是这样平行的放在一起。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He revealed his glory, his majesty at creation.
就是起初太初神创造天地，神在这个创造的时候就是彰显了他的荣耀和大能。
Now he is revealing his glory and majesty in his son.
现在他在他的儿子身上彰显他的荣耀和他的威严。
He is starting his gospel by saying who God is, Jesus is.
然后他在这个约翰福音的刚开始就说神是谁，耶稣就是谁。
He goes on in verse 14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
他第十四节讲到道成了肉身住在我们中间。
I have told you before in this class that that word dwelt was a very special word.
在这个课程开始之前我就给大家讲过住这个词是一个很特殊的词。
It is a word that in the Old Testament was used for the tabernacle.
这个住居住这个词呢在旧约里是用来描述这个帐幕的。
The tabernacle is where God came down and lived in the middle of his people.
就是帐幕就是神降临住在他的百姓中间。
when you looked at the tabernacle, you were seeing the place that God dwelled.
然后当你看到帐幕的时候，你就是看到了神居住的地方。
Now, of course, God is everywhere.
当然了，神就是到处都在。
But this was a very special reminder. We are God's people and he lives among us.
但是这是很特别的，就是说帐幕呢，是说神有个地方，神居住在他的百姓中间。
And so when a Jewish reader heard God dwelt among us, the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
所以当一个犹太人他听到说神就是成了道成了肉身住在我们中间的时候。
They would have understood before we looked at the tabernacle and we saw God.
他们就知道说我们看到了帐幕我们就看到了神。
Now we look at Jesus and we see God.
现在我们看到耶稣我们就看到了神。
The same glory that we saw in the tabernacle, we now see in him.
我们在这个帐幕中间所看到的神的荣耀，我们现在在耶稣基督身上也能看见。
Now, we are strange people.
我们是一群比较奇怪的人。
If I were to ask you,
如果我问你们,
which would you be more impressed by?
你会对什么让你觉得更印象深刻呢?
The cloud and the glory and the fire in the Old Testament.
是荣耀还有这个云柱还有这个火呢在旧约中的这些更令你印象深刻。
Or a 5-foot, 6-inch person.
或者是一个就是六英尺五六英尺高的人呢?
Wearing ordinary clothes.
就是有一个大概1.7-1.8之间的人穿着普通的衣服。
Which would impress you more?
那哪个会让你觉得哇这个更让你惊奇呢更让你印象深刻呢
Most of us would say, I want to see the cloud and the fire, and that's exciting.
那很多人就会说我想看这个云柱啊我想看这个火呀这个看着很令人兴奋的。
In fact, the writer of Hebrews used that image.
但是实际上在希伯来书的作者用了这个景象。
He points back to Mount Sinai.
他就是指回到这个西乃山。
He reminded them of the blazing fire and the tempest and the trumpet sound.
他让他们就是记得说当时的有火焰黑暗还有声音。
He says the people were begging that no more voice would be heard.
所以呢那些百姓就很害怕都求不要再向他们说话。
He says it was so frightening that even Moses said, I tremble with fear.
他所见的极其可怕甚至摩西说我甚是恐惧战惊。
And he says to them,
然后他对他们说,
But you have come to Mount Zion.
但是呢你们乃是来到锡安山。
You've come to the city of the living God.
永生神的城邑。
And then he says something very amazing.
然后他讲到一个很令人惊奇的事情。
See that you do not refuse him who is speaking.
所以呢,你们不要拒绝这次对你们所说话的人,拒绝呢向你们说话。
They did not escape, how much less will we escape?
因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的尚且不能逃罪何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢
That's a very fascinating verse to me.
对我来讲这个是令我开脑的一句经文。
Because for most of us,
对我们大多数人来讲
we would say, look at the fire up on the mountain.
哦我们会说你看那个山顶上那个火焰。
Listen to that thunder.
你听那个脚声。
God is speaking, we better listen.
所以那个是那个雷声,神在说话,我们最好听。
But the same people who were saying that,
在同一群这样说的人群,
when the writer of Hebrews writes,
当这个希伯来书的作者在写这个信的时候,
some of them have been ignoring what Jesus taught.
他们却在忽视耶稣的教导,耶稣所说的。
And he says, what's wrong with you?
然后这个作者就说你们到底犯什么错了
You listen to the voice on the mountain?
你要去听那个山顶上的声音。
What Jesus says is much, much more powerful.
但是耶稣所讲的是比那个更有力，更有权能。
When we read the Gospels,
当我们读福音书的时候
we should never forget we are looking at the Father.
当我们读福音书的时候永远不要忘记我们在读父神的话。
God is the Word who has brought the message from the Father to us.
神成了道把父神那边的信息带到我们中间。
At the beginning of Hebrews, he says, in the past, God spoke through the prophets.
在希伯来书，他刚开始他就说，神在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
But now he has spoken to us through his son.
但是现在在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
I know that most of us are still going to church on Zoom.
我知道我们中间很多人还是在网上参加聚会。
So maybe you will not be able to remember back in the old days when we used to meet in a sanctuary.
所以大家是不是都可能记不住原来我们在教堂里边聚会的情景了。
But sometimes it seems we come to church.
但有的时候好像我们到教会来。
And we just sort of, we are here.
然后我们就坐在那儿说哎呀反正我来了。
Sing the songs.
然后我们就唱这个赞美诗。
Have the prayer.
然后就祷告。
Listen to the sermon.
然后就听讲道。
Listen to the announcement.
然后再听这个报告。
And go away.
然后就回去了，走了。
I remember years ago.
我还记得几年前。
Reading...from a woman who was a new convert.
就是读到一个刚刚信主的人的一个见证描述。
She had been an atheist.
她过去呢是不信神的无神论者。
She became a believer.
她现在信主了。
And she wrote a book about her experience.
她就写下来她写了一本书就讲她的这个经历。
And she said after she became a believer, she went to church.
说他信主之后他去教会。
And she said, I looked around me.
他说我就四周围看看。
This was an American church.
这是一个美国教会。
And she said, they all look like little old ladies doing knitting.
他们说都好像像那个原来那些老年的这个妇人在那儿打毛衣似的在编织似的。
And she said, I wanted to stand up.
他说我想要站起来。
And say, stop.
然后就说你停下来。
You have dynamite in this room.
你在这个房间里面你是有这种炸药的。
It could explode.
这是可以爆炸的。
We are in the presence of God. It's dangerous.
我们在神的面前这是危险的。
She understood something that we forget.
她了解一些我们已经忘记的东西。
God's presence among us is powerful.
神的同在我们中间这种同在是大有能力的。
And we should never lose the wonder of that.
我们应该永远不要失去那种惊奇。
When we look at Jesus, we see the power, the wonder of the Father.
当我们看到耶稣的时候，我们就看到父神那边的这种神迹和这种能力。
The second scripture that shows this is in John 14.
第二处经文讲到耶稣这个是在约翰福音第十四章。
Jesus is talking to his followers.
耶稣在对他的门徒讲话。
And he says, no one comes to the Father except through me.
说若不是借着我没有人可以到父那里去。
And Philip says, so show us the Father.
然后腓力就说求主将父显给我们看。
And Jesus says to him,
耶稣对他说
Whoever has seen me has seen the Father.
人看见了我就是看见了父。
Many people it seems to me,
很多人好像看起来我看的好像是
have a wrong picture of God.
他们对神有一个错误的观念一个图像。
Now, your answers at the beginning of class show you have a good picture, a good understanding of who the Father is.
大家在刚开始的这个回答呢，就显示了你们对父神是什么样的，你们有个挺好的一个挺正确的一个描一个图像观念。
That encourages me. You are understanding the teaching and the message of our church.
所以那对我是很好很大的鼓励，因为表示大家是了解也明白我们教会的教导。
Because many people would answer that question something like this.
因为很多人会这样回答。
God is far away.
神是遥不可及，离得很远。
If someone does something really, really bad, sometimes he becomes angry and he punishes them.
所以当有些人什么时候这个做错事、犯做坏事的时候，神就会很生气，然后惩罚他们。
If someone prays really, really hard, sometimes he comes and he does a miracle.
然后如果人就是这样子，非常就是努力的，非常全力的去祷告，那神可能会降下来行神迹。
But most of the time, he just stays up there and we're down here.
然后呢，但大多数时候呢，神是在那边高高在上，我们在这里。
He's not very interested in our daily concerns.
他并不是说真的很在意我们每天的生活，关切我们每日的生活。
Jesus shows us something much different.
但是耶稣向我们展现的是不同的。
A God who is intimately involved in our lives.
神真的是就是非常亲近的，就是很紧密的在摄入到我们的生活中。
A God of compassion and mercy.
是蛮有怜悯慈爱的神。
He is the revelation of the Father, and we see a Father of love.
他是神的一个彰显，是神的启示，我们看到了一个慈爱的父神。
The third scripture that we see that shows us a picture of who Jesus is.
第三个向我们展示耶稣是谁的是经文来自于
comes in Philippians 2.
来自于腓立比书第二章。
Verse 11 says that every tongue will someday confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
无不口称耶稣基督为主。
Now we use the word Lord. It doesn't mean very much.
当我们今天说主的时候，对我们好像并没有什么很深的意义。
But this was a very powerful word in the early church.
在早期教会的时候，这个主这个词是一个非常有力的词。
I don't know how your Chinese Bible does this.
我不知道中文是怎么翻译的。
But let me give you a little Bible history.
让我给大家一点点圣经历史。
The Jewish people did not pronounce the word Yahweh or Jehovah.
就是犹太人他们不会去就是去说出来或者说发音发出来这个词就是亚威或者是耶和华。
They felt that it was not right to use that name. They were afraid they would use God's name in vain.
他们很怕他们觉得这样的去称神的名呢是不对的，然后他们也很怕去妄称神的名。
And so they would not use that word.
所以他们不会用这个词，亚威或者耶和华。
So go to Genesis 1.
去我们到创世纪第一章可以看到。
When the Hebrew word Elohim, God, was used.
当这个神，这个希伯来的词叫以罗辛这个词用的时候。
They were okay to say that.
他们说以罗辛他们没有关系，他们可以说这个词。
So in Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth, it says God.
起初以罗辛创造天地，这个就是神。
But when you come to Genesis 2,
但是你到了创世纪第二章的时候，
verse 5,
第五节，
for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land.
因为耶和华神还没降雨在地上。
God is Elohim.
神呢是以罗辛。
The word that in English says Lord.
在, you mean the L-O-R-D, the all capital case.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means a Jehovah, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, 就是英文有时候翻成主，但是耶和华也翻成耶和华大写的这个词。
That word was Jehovah.
那个主那个词呢，实际上就是耶和华。
But in the Hebrew Bible, it did not say Jehovah.
在希伯来的圣经里面，他们不会说耶和华。
It said Adonai, Lord.
他们就用这个Adonai 这个词就表示
主这个词来形容。Yeah, I'm afraid in Chinese it may be different.
Yeah, I will try to find the translation.
So in other words, for them, Lord was a way to refer to God without actually using his name Jehovah.
所以呢，对他们来讲，这个主这个词呢，是他们来表示是在讲耶和华，但是呢，又没有明说出来。
Now you might think, why are you telling us this Old Testament history?
也许你会说，到底跟我们讲这个旧约的历史，这些是啥意思呢？
Because when Paul wrote, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
当保罗写下来说，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
They knew what he was saying was, everyone will confess he is God, just like Jehovah is God.
这些读到的读者马上就知道，所以他说，无不口称耶稣基督为主，就是无不口称耶稣基督为神，就像神一样，就像耶和华神一样。
In our minds, sometimes because of the language of father and son, we put them on two different levels.
在我们的理解中呢，我们觉得父和子呢，我们把它放在一个不同的层级上，等级上。
Paul did not. There were not two levels.
但是在保罗告诉他们说，他们不是说两个不同的层级，不同的等级。
Jesus is Lord, he said.
耶稣是主，就是是那种用来称为耶和华神的这个主。
The Father is Lord.
父神是主。
The Son is Lord.
子圣子也是主。
That meant he was truly God.
这个就意味着他真的是神。
Now, that's where we are in the New Testament.
这是我们在新约里我们的位置。
For 300 years, the church accepted that.
头300年教会是接受这个的。
But in the fourth century,
但是到了公元四世纪的时候
，There was a teacher from Egypt, Alexandria.
有一个从埃及亚历山大出来的教师
，who began to say Jesus is not the same level; he is not equal to the Father.
就开始教导说，耶稣跟父神呢，他不是同等级的，他是不是跟父神等同的？
And he used an idea that made sense to people.
他用的这个观念呢，对人来讲好像是有道理的。
He said, yes, God the Father is eternal.
他说是的，父神呢，他是永恒的。
But a son cannot be eternal with the Father.
但是子呢，儿子呢，是不能像父那样子是永恒的这样存在的。
If the father has a son, the son must come after the father.
如果父有一个子呢，父有儿子的话，这个儿子肯定是在父亲的后边出现的。
Now, his logic made sense.
啊，他的逻辑好像挺有道理的。
But now there's a problem.
但是这里有一个问题。
When I asked you all to describe God,
当我请大家描述神是什么样的时候
One of the things you said was God is eternal.
其中有一点有人说神是永恒的。
And so if Jesus was not eternal, that meant he was not truly God.
如果耶稣不是永恒的，那就证明他不真的是神。
Now, this was very important to them.
对他们当时早期教会这个非常的重要。
Because you see, only God can forgive sin.
因为只有神可以赦免罪。
If you do something wrong against me,
如果你对我冒犯我，对我做错了什么？
I can forgive you for what you do against me.
我可以原谅饶恕你对我所做的。
But if you do something wrong against Sister Lay, I don't have the right to forgive you. That's up to her.
如果你要是做什么事情是得罪了我，那麦牧师他是没有权利去饶恕你，因为你得罪的是我。
And sin ultimately is against God.
所以呢，罪呢，最终是对神的一种违抗。
And so
得罪神。
Only God can forgive sin.
所以只有神可以赦免罪。
So when Arius said, Jesus is less than God.
所以当亚流说耶稣是比神小一些，是次等的。
This hit at the heart of the gospel.
这个呢，就真的是冲击到这个信仰的核心，这个福音的核心。
Constantine was the emperor.
所以在那个时期呢，那个康斯坦丁他是当时的罗马皇帝。
He had become a Christian.
他信主了，成了基督徒。
He was very concerned about this.
所以他对这个非常的就比较就很在意。
Now, if I am honest, I'll tell you his concern was politics more than theology.
就是很坦诚的讲，他对这个的在意呢，是更在于政治方面，而不是在于这个神学方面。
Constantine wasn't that concerned about theology.
那康斯坦丁对神学他并不是很在意。
But this conflict over doctrine had become very big.
但是这个在教义上的一个冲突已经变得非常的，就是影响很大。
In Alexandria.
比如说在亚历山大这个城
They were holding marches.
他们就都开始游行。
Half of the people were shouting the chants from Arius.
然后呢有一半的人呢就是在喊的就是从那个亚流那个主义开始的。
They even had a song that Arius had taught his people to sing.
然后这个亚流甚至做了一首歌他教他们唱了一首歌来表现他们所相信的。
God has made the Son.
说神创造了儿子。
The Son is not equal to the Father.
说儿子跟父神是不是等同的。
He does not share the same substance.
他和父神不是同本质的。
They were singing and they were chanting and marching.
然后他们就是边游行边这样子喊边这样子唱这首歌。
The other side of the street would be the Orthodox Christians.
然后呢，在街道的另一边呢，就是这个相信正统教义的基督徒。
Jesus is truly God.
耶稣真的是神，是真神。
He is eternal.
他是永恒的。
And believe it or not, at times they got into fist fights over this.
然后到最后他们就开始打架了。
Kind of imagine a Black Lives Matter march, protest.
就像是这个黑命贵的这个游行。
But protesting over theology.
但是他们的这个游行的目标是这个主题是这个神学。
So Constantine calls 318 bishops together.
所以呢康斯坦丁就召聚了318位主教。
And they spend weeks to discuss this.
他们花了就是好多周的时间在讨论这个。
And they expand the Apostles' Creed.
所以他们就把这个使徒信经呢给扩展。
To say this.
他们这样说的。
Remember the Apostles' Creed said, we believe Jesus, his only son, our Lord.
使徒信经上说我信我主耶稣基督上帝独生的儿子是我们的主。
The Nicene Creed added to that.
然后呢，这个尼西亚信经在这上面再增加。
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ.
我们信独一主耶稣基督。
The only begotten Son of God.
圣父的独生子。
And then it uses a bunch of phrases that you may think, why do they just keep saying the same thing over and over?
然后他们就用了一堆的词，你就会说他们为什么把同样的这个意思这样一而再不断的重复呢
begotten of the Father before all worlds,
在永世以前为父所生,
God of God,
出于神的神,
Light of light,
出于光的光,
Very God of very God,
出于真神的真神,
begotten not made,
是受生而非被造,
being of one substance with the Father,
与圣父同一本质,
by whom all things were made,
万物都是借着他造的。
All of that is added to the Apostles' Creed.
这些都加到了这个使徒信经里边。
Before I came to Palm Beach Chinese Chapel,
在我来到我们教会之前,
I was the pastor of music at a church.
我是一个另外一个教会的美国教会的音乐牧师。
And we said the Apostles' Creed every Sunday in our worship.
每个星期天呢，我们都会讲这个使徒，就是使徒信经都会朗。
But always for the month of January, for four Sundays, we would say the Nicene Creed instead.
但是在一月的那四个星每年一月份的四个星期天，我们会那个复读这个尼西亚信经。
And one person said, "I don't come to church in January."
然后有个人就说我一月份我不来教会。
Why?
我说为什么？
I don't like the creed. It's too long in January.
我不喜欢这个一月份这个尼西亚信经太长了。
Maybe you will read that and think it's too long.
也许你读你会说这太长了。
But what they were saying, every one of those phrases was important.
每一个词都是有意义，都是很重要的。
Arius was saying Jesus was the first created being.
亚流说耶稣是这个最先被造的这个被造物。
So he was saying, yes, Jesus was created before you and me.
他会说耶稣是在你我之前被造的。
But he was still created.
但是他仍然是被造的。
The Nicene bishop said, no, Jesus was eternal, he was begotten, not made.
然后这个尼西亚的教父们就说耶稣是永恒的，他是受生而非被造。
Arius was saying Jesus was similar to the Father.
这个亚流主义就认为耶稣和父神是相似。
The bishop said, no, he was the same substance with the Father.
但是这个教父们、主教们说耶稣跟父神是同一本质。
Arius said Jesus was not equal to the Father.
这个亚流主义说耶稣跟父神不是同等的。
And the Nicene Creed said, no, God is Jesus. I'm sorry. Jesus is very God of very God. Everything the Father is, Jesus is.
就是耶稣跟父神一样，就是真神。父神是什么样，耶稣就是什么样。
So what that meant was,
那个意味着什么呢？
Jesus is eternal.
耶稣是永恒的。
To be begotten does not mean he was created or made.
受生并不是表示他是被创造或者被造的。
Athanasius was the bishop who stood the strongest for orthodoxy.
这个亚他拿修他就是当时站起来的这个主教就为了这个正统的教义。
And he said, yes, he was begotten, but he was eternal.
但是呢他说他是受生但是他却是永恒的。
The father always had a son and the son always had a father.
就是父神永远的都有一个儿子都有这个圣子圣子永远的都有圣父。
He said the character of the parent determines the character of the son.
就是父母的这个特质呢就决定了孩子的特征。
And since the Father was eternal, the Son is eternal.
因为父神呢是永恒的，所以子也是永恒的。
Since God is the Father is God, the Son is God.
因为父神，父是神，子也是神。
That's what it means to be begotten.
所以那个就意味着什么是受生。
To be of one substance with the Father.
与父圣父同一本质
meant that the Trinity is still one God.
他就认为是三一真神，他仍然是一位神。
Again, Athanasius said, everything the Father is, the Son is, except Father.
就是说，父神所有的一切，这个子也都有，只是他们的 you mean the name are different, right?
Yeah.
只有他们的名字，代表名字是不同的。
I can't see your faces to know if this is communicating.
我没法看到大家的这个面孔，不知道这个你们是不是了解我说的。
C.S. Lewis explained it like this.
路易斯是这样解释的，这样说的。
To create something, to make something, is to make something different than you are.
就是你去创造或者去造作一些事物，你做出来的是跟你是不同的。
A bird makes a nest.
然后这个鸟呢，它造了一个鸟巢。
A beaver builds a dam.
就是那个河里呢，它就造了这个它的那个住的那个河坝。
A man makes a statue.
然后呢，人呢就创造了一个雕像。
That is to create or make.
那个就意味着是创造或者造作。
But to beget the begotten son is to beget something the same as yourself.
然后呢，就是受生呢，就是说你做这个出来的，这个生出来的是跟你是一样的。
A bird begets, gives birth to eggs which turn into little birds.
然后这个鸟呢，它生出来的是个蛋，最后生也是一只鸟。
A beaver begets little beavers.
然后这个河里生出来小河里。
A human begets human babies.
然后人呢，生出来的也是人。
Everything the Father is, the Son is.
所以呢，这个父神是什么？这个儿子就是什么
？Why does that matter？
为什么这个这么重要呢
？Because Jesus is truly God.
因为耶稣是真神。
And that means He has the power to forgive our sins.
所以呢，他就有这个能力去，赦免人的罪。
We are not, when we go to the Son, we are not going to someone who says, well, I don't really know the answer, but let me check with my father.
我们到子而圣子面前，不是说我们到一个人面前说，哦，我不知道怎么弄，让我去问我的父亲。
He has power to forgive.
他有这个赦免的能力，全能。
He is truly God. He is truly divine.
他是真的是有神性，他是真神。
Now, next week, I'm going to look at how that impacts our life as Christians.
然后下个星期我们来看他是如何影响了我们作为基督徒的生活。
Because they did not have this argument just because they wanted to discuss theology.
他们有这样的一个争辩冲突，不是因为他们只是想讨论神学。
Again, I told you they had the parades and the marches in the street.
我刚才讲到说他们中间有这个就是游行，然后有他们这种冲突。
And we kind of look back and laugh and think, why could anyone have a march over theology?
然后我们就现在回头看就觉得可笑，说怎么会有为了神学去游行呢？
But they understood how important this is.
但是他们了解这个有多重要。
Because we have forgiveness of sins through Jesus.
因为我们是靠着耶稣基督罪得赦免。
But if he is not God, he cannot forgive sins against God.
因为如果他不是神的话，那他就不能说替神来赦罪。
And so this mattered very much to them.
所以这个对他们来讲非常的重要。
That Jesus must be truly God.
耶稣必须是真神。
For us, we live in a world where theology is kind of not considered important.
在我们现在的时代，好像神学都不重要，大家也不觉得有什么重要性。
But again, according to the survey that I shared with you, last year, one out of three Christians said, No, I don't think God, Jesus is really God.
但是呢，根据我们读到的去年的这个调查报告，三分之一称为基督徒的人说，哦，我不觉得耶稣是真神，是神。
He was a great teacher.
他是一个伟大的教师。
He did great miracles.
他也行了神迹。
But he wasn't really God.
但他并不真的是神。
That has a great impact on our life.
那个会对我们的生活造成巨大的影响。
And so next week we will look at what that means for us.
所以下个星期我们来看这个对我们现今的人意味着什么。
But for today, I wanted you to understand a little bit of the history of this.
所以今天我想让大家看一点这方面这个背景这个历史。
What it means when we say Jesus is Lord.
就是当我们说耶稣是主意味着什么。
It means he is truly God.
那意味着他真的是神。
One of our hymns expresses that.
那我们有一首赞美诗就表达了这个观点。
When we sing, and I think we'll do it, we'll sing it maybe next week, but all hail the power of Jesus' name.
就是他讲 can you go to the slide? 就是说
oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, 就是说颂赞耶稣圣名。
Let angels fall down and worship him.
天使俯伏敬拜。
And it says they will crown him Lord of all.
在主足前冠冕献诚尊崇万有主宰。
He is God.
他是神。
Next week we'll look at what that means for us.
下个星期我们来看这对我们意味着什么。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, help us to see who you are.
神父啊，求你帮助我们看到你是谁。
When we forget that Jesus is truly God, sometimes we forget what you are like.
当我们忘掉耶稣是真神的时候，有时候我们也忘掉你是谁。
We begin to think that you are distant from us, you are far away.
然后我们会觉得说你离我们很遥远，你高高在上，你离我们很远。
Help us to remember that You became one of us.
求你帮助我们记住你成为我们中间的一员。
In Jesus, we are able to see you.
我们看到耶稣，我们就看到了你。
Help us to appreciate the wonder of that.
让我们真的是能够感激领受这样子的一个神迹。
That you loved us enough to step into our world.
你如此的爱我们，你来到我们这个世间。
Help us to live our lives in worship of you.
让我们的生活是对你一个敬拜的生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, next week we will see how that relates to our daily lives.
下个星期我们会看这个对我们如何影响到我们每日的生活。
And thank you for joining.
谢谢大家。